Everybody, this is Y'all Heard,
a podcast where me, Marissa Phillips,
and me, Pete Phillips,
and we're not related.
And this is a show for curious people who want to hear about a variety of topics out there in the world, from
food
to fetishes,
celebrities
to unsung heroes, from things you think you know to
things you didn't know you needed to know.
Hey, everybody, this is a special edition of Y'all Heard. We're doing something that we haven't done before. And we're going to forego an icebreaker because pretty much the whole episode is going to be us expressing our feelings about something one way or another.
Yeah.
So what we're doing is we're doing a candy bracket, which means we're taking like a sweet 16, no pun intended, like in basketball. And we made
I don't know what he's talking about.
And we made a tournament, basically, of candies. Now, for anybody who's wondering, the way that we got the candies is I asked ChatGPT for the top 16 candies, and it gave me a list. And then I put, and this is the way that the brackets work, and I never really liked.
I don't think I agree that these are the top 16 candies, but
yeah, that's why, you know, I'm giving my source away.
Yeah.
So you put the first one against the last one, the second against the second to last, and so that's how everything comes together. So that's what I did. That's what we did.
I know that Pete asked some of our, or all of our Patreon listeners if they wanted to vote to help us break ties. I spoke to our listener, Mike Dominic, yesterday, and he said, oh, it almost seemed like I didn't give it any thought. I just picked the top candy in every bracket. It was so easy. And I was like, oh, that's debatable.
Yep.
I don't think anyone's ready for my take.
Yeah. And for the record, too, the top, I don't know how to say this, guys, because I don't know what I'm really talking about, but the top, so peanut butter cups is the very top one, and the second one was Skittles. And so we're bouncing back and forth between most popular to least popular.
I'm still a little confused by how brackets work, so I'm leaning. I'm ready with takes, but I'm leaning on you to navigate how we go because I don't understand still to a degree.
It's one of those things that's not really that complicated if you think about it, but it's more complicated the more you try to explain it.
Okay.
So, anything you want to share with anybody before we begin, Marissa?
I assume I'm going to lose because we have those tiebreakers from Patreon. I assume I'm going to lose all of the time. And that sucks.
I can tell you that Mike Vinos didn't always pick the top candy.
Ooh, all right, good, good.
Before we begin, I kind of just felt obligated. Like, if you listen to last episode, then you remember that as I was mowing the lawn on my new phone, I kept getting Marissa Gossip Grill episodes up because it was playing all the audio on my phone. But it did also remind me of something that I feel like we should make an annual tradition. So we're going to hear a phone call that we've gotten in the past because it's a good one.
Okay.
Hey, Pete, Marissa, this is Juan. Unfortunately, I don't have a scary story to tell. Because scary things don't happen to me, which I want them to. Like, I want to see a ghost so bad, but it's never happened.
We don't hear from
I even
enough.
Go to haunted places, and I'll try to communicate with the spirits, but they've never communicated back. So, yeah, unfortunately, no scary stories like that. But I do have a creepy one that I can share. So this happened to me earlier this year. I'm living in Mexico City, and one day I was on the subway waiting for the train to come. The station was pretty dead. There weren't many people. And I was standing closer to the edge of the platform than to the wall, so there wasn't much space in front of me, and it didn't make sense for anyone to walk in front of me. But this middle-aged lady, she was probably like in her 50s, and she was holding flowers, which I thought maybe she was one of those people who sells them. She decides to walk past me in front of me, which was strange because there's not very much room. And as she's walking slowly in front of me, she turns and we are making eye contact. And she has this like creepy little smirk on her face. And with her fist, she lightly punches me in the penis without pausing. And it wasn't a graze. It was like she pushed in And I'm like, what the hell? And she just keeps on walking. But like, all this happened while we're looking at each other. And she has this little smirk on her face. And so, yeah, like, I naturally, out loud, I say, like, what the hell? And then I'm looking around to see if anyone else noticed. But it all happened so quickly that I don't think anyone saw it. And it wasn't the biggest deal, but it was just weird. And I was just like, okay, that was strange. And at the time, I was texting my ex, which, like, we're still very good friends. And I was like, yeah, this old lady just punched me in the penis. Like, it was strange. And he says, yeah, he's like, dude, no, she put a curse on your penis. That's what just happened. And I'm like, ah, whatever. Well, then I text my Mexican friend who's from Mexico City, and I tell her what happened, and I tell her that my friend joked that this lady put a curse on my penis. And she's like, no, there really are witches in the subways, on the subway. And I'm like, whatever. And she said, no, really, people have stories of witches. I don't know what they do to people, but witches preying on people. And so she sent me a Facebook link to this really long post that was in Spanish of some person telling his story about these three older ladies. And yeah, apparently they were witches, like, trying to prey on him. He got away. So I don't know what these witches do to you. I didn't look further into it. But yeah, when she said that, I'm like, what the hell? Like, did I really get my penis cursed just now? So yeah, it was interesting, but it was a long time ago, and luckily I'm pretty sure, like, everything's okay down there. And yeah, I don't think it was a curse, but it was interesting and funny and weird. And yeah, that's the kind of creepy stuff that I would like more of in my life, like just harmless creepy things, just to spice things up a bit. But yeah,
So many things. First, I forgot that story, which is amazing. Two, I miss Juan in my life. His voice is so soothing. Three, I'm on a horror anthology movie that is just things like that.
Yeah.
That is just terrifying things, but that aren't actually scary in a traditional sense. I think I'm up to four. Juan using the word penis makes that story weirder instead of dick or junk. And I think I had one more. Oh, two more. One, I have no doubt witches are on the subway, but witches being notably known for being on the subway seems absurd. And lastly, witches aren't all evil. She could have blessed your penis. Ever thought of that?
Yeah, I'm not coming up with anything, you know, right away on Google about this. So we'll have to see how... maybe we'll make that a topic for a future episode.
Oh, I did. This is not Halloweeny, but Juan did say he's up for being on an episode with us. So you might hear from Juan sometime in the future, guys.
Very nice.
But yep, that is a terrifying story. As he was saying that, I was like, "Ooh, I should put that story in my zine next year."
You can certainly use it as a jumping off point for a fictional piece where that's exactly what happens.
Okay. Yeah, I guess, shall we start this bracket?
I think we should. So I don't really know how to tell you guys exactly, like, what's going on, but moment to moment you'll be fine, and I'll catch you up as we go through, okay? So we start with the spooky 16. I'm not going to tell you all 16 candies now. I'm going to tell you as we get into them.
Yeah, okay.
And the first one is the number one seed, if you will, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. And they're going up against Tootsie Rolls.
Can you just explain to me again how brackets work, though? Was Tootsie Roll on the bottom of the most popular?
Yes.
Okay, so see, I don't like how brackets work. I don't even understand how they work in a sports sense. But okay, so are you going to plead your case and then I plead my case?
Well, I mean, it feels like I understand. I guess I always like the look of a Tootsie Roll, not without the paper on.
I like
the aesthetics of Tootsie Rolls, but I don't really love eating Tootsie Rolls.
I'm going to do something controversial, which I maybe should have told you before the show, but I refuse to view this as Tootsie Roll, just the classic, I am assuming we mean Tootsie Rolls and the larger Tootsie Roll universe, which includes Fruitsy Rolls.
Gross.
Which includes the fruit flavored and the vanilla flavored that is in, at least when I was a kid, in everyone's trick-or-treating bags.
The first thing we go in the trash.
You are full of shit. So okay. I feel like this one is like, I'm not even going to like try that hard because I know no one's going to support me. And I know, I would say if you were like, oh, what's your favorite candy? I would be like, yeah, oh, Reese's, whatever. But then when I really thought about it, I thought about every time trick-or-treating and those Fruitsy Rolls, I don't know how I'm supposed to say it, Fruitsy Rolls were on the bottom of my trick-or-treating pail. And I was like, yeah, whatever. Those are lazy candies. But then I'd always eat them and I'd be like, fuck yeah, these are good. These are so good. And especially the vanilla ones. I love the vanilla ones. So I just
vanilla, think, a very famous fruit.
Yeah, I don't know why there's a vanilla Fruitsy Roll, but the vanilla and the lime, I would say, are the best. But I would just say that those really shocked me. And while they weren't the most obvious pick, over time I realized I kind of came to really look forward to those in every trick-or-treating pail.
But there was a reason why they were at the bottom of your pail.
I don't know why I said that. they were at the bottom because, yeah, there was a reason. Because they're the smallest, so it fell through the cracks.
And they're also so dense.
And density is a bad thing? I think, also, I would argue peanut butter cups are very dense.
Okay, oh, but not certainly as dense.
Are you taking for granted that peanut butter cups are so beloved that you don't even need to plead their case? Because I only hear you talking about the Tootsie Roll.
I think I kind of am. I mean,
that's bullshit.
You know my favorite part of the peanut butter cup? It's the edge.
That's because of that, you shouldn't even be allowed to vote. That's nobody's favorite. That's disgusting. You like the chocolate part?
It's the, where the chocolate meets the peanut butter, if you will.
That is absurd because Hershey's.
And it's got more texture because it's, you know, like got the ridges and everything.
Hershey chocolate, which I'm pretty sure, yeah, Hershey makes Reese's, is disgusting. So that's wild. That's a wild take.
Interesting that you should bring that up. This past week, I had to go help somebody in a different department. And they were like, oh, if you help me, I'll give you candy. And I was like, whatever. So I go over and I'm helping out. And they go, oh, that's right, I promised you candy. And they pull out some sort of European chocolate bullshit.
Oh, fuck yeah. Okay,
and I was like, where's the normal candy?
Did you eat it?
And then another person had Kit Kats and peanut butter cups. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to help them.
What? I'm sorry, did you not even take the European candy?
I did, and I ate them, and I didn't like them.
Do you know what they were?
They were something with hazelnut and wafers.
Oh, was it like a Kinder Bueno or something?
No.
Was it a Ferrero Rocher?
No, but did you know that Ferrero owns, which will come up later in the show, Butterfinger?
Wow. Talk about like a high-end, low-end. That's very interesting.
It's like when you find out your Wranglers and your Gucci jeans are both made at the same factory.
I'm tired to argue this further because I know no one will support me, so it's fine. But I don't think you bleated Reese's enough, and also, no offense, you don't have a refined palate.
I get it.
Yeah. Didn't you not eat a strawberry until I met you?
That's not true.
I feel like you didn't. I don't know. I feel like a lot of people, fine, you didn't eat Chinese food until I met you.
That's true.
Didn't you not eat a strawberry until really late in life?
I don't know, because I remember eating strawberry, like I remember my mom giving us strawberry, so.
I don't know. Something else weird makes me feel like your opinion doesn't count. But okay, fine.
So,
fine.
I mean, wait,
Reese's.
My argument then is chocolate, peanut butter, salt, it all comes together, and they're all things that are delicious together.
I Yeah, fine. I like taffy and nostalgia, but you know what? In this day and age,
if it was a nostalgia bracket, definitely Tootsie Roll.
In this day and age, where everyone needs big entertainment and big flavors, I get why Reese's wins.
All right. So our next matchup then would be any kind of M&Ms versus Jolly Ranchers. And I have to say, growing up as a kid, it seemed like Jolly Ranchers were everywhere.
I know!
And I hated them.
Really? Wow. Did you ever, when you were a kid, do you remember? Well, you didn't eat them, so maybe you don't remember, but like, I feel like they had a Jolly Rancher that was the shape of an airhead. Like, it was a gigantic shard of Jolly Rancher. Or I made that up.
Was it chewy?
No!
Okay. That sounds dangerous.
Did I make that up? Long Jolly Rancher. Yep, did not make that up. Jolly Rancher sticks, hard candy. That was like the hottest commodity in my youth.
When you said shard, I just immediately imagined
it's not sharp. I don't know why.
Sharp and jagged.
I viewed it like that. No, it's like a few inches long and it's thinner than a regular Jolly Rancher. It was divine. Anyway, so you
I'll
hate
say
Jolly
too
Rancher.
That. It could have been a visual thing because when it came to fruit snacks, I didn't like the ones that were like, I liked ones that were the least transparent.
Oh, God, you have a lot of weird opinions.
And so when it came to Jolly Ranchers, I was like, I could see through them. I'm out.
Okay, that's weird.
Which is to say, and also, I mean, shit, M&Ms, come on. They're a national treasure. I can't say any because I haven't had like weird ones like hazelnut or mocha, but like ones that you're gonna get for Halloween, like peanut, regular, peanut butter. Yeah.
I will first say that your defending of candies is always just saying like, yeah, you know. Second, I will say M&M's wins only because you said any, and so I could put peanut and peanut butter into it.
Yeah.
Were it default M&M's, I would actually argue against it.
Mm-hmm. Compared to Jolly Ranchers?
I would be pro Jolly Rancher. This is going to out me as being wasteful, which is not ideal. But
Jolly Ranchers were always at the bottom too because they're tiny.
Well, yeah. Now I'm just fixated on the really large Jolly Rancher sticks that I really like. But I was going to say, when I get M&M's, when I got the Mad Scientist mix, which I've talked about on the show before, which is a mixture of spooky colored peanut butter, peanut, and regular M&M's, I may or may not just throw out the regular M&M's, pick them out and throw them in the garbage. So, yeah, I don't like regular M&M's.
That's wasteful.
Yeah, I know. I just said I know. Just saying that's how much I don't like M&M's.
So,
American chocolate is shit.
Yeah.
It's only good when paired with other things. But okay, I give M&M's that one.
Now there is an interesting aspect of this because at first I thought, ooh, I could set it up as one side is all chocolate candy, the other side is all fruity candy.
Mm-hmm.
But I decided to not do that because I thought, well, if we like all fruity candy more than we like all chocolate candy, then fruity's just going to win. So
that's why
we mixed it up. But speaking of fruity, the next one is Starburst and Dots. We did make two substitutes on the list. I believe, Marissa, you know. Oh, yeah. Marissa substituted Dots for Milky Ways.
Because who the fuck eats a Milky Way anymore?
And I substituted Hershey bars with Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, it's a solid substitution.
So just, you know, if you go to ChatGPT and ask for the top 16 candies, know that we did make two executive decisions. I have fond memories of Starburst. Mm-hmm. I probably got a ton of cavities from Starburst eating it when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I like that water, that sparkling water that I have that's supposed to taste like Starburst.
I don't think that gets to be included in your argument.
but for memories and for flavor, Starburst Classic. I'm going to throw away the pink ones. Other than that, I love them. But if you take a Starburst and you put it next to a dot, you'll see that the dot is more transparent.
Yeah, I was going to say that. So clearly you're against it, especially also have you seen that around Halloween they have something called ghost dots?
Do they have little ghost faces on them?
Well, on the box they do, but when you open them, they're like a translucent kind of like spooky, like bluish-green color that almost looks like it glows in the dark, and to make it seem ghostly, you'd probably hate those.
Yeah, I can tell you I've never seen them because it's like dots just, my brain has decided to not even see them.
Okay, so I've decided you don't get a take because I don't even know if you've eaten them.
By the way, I'm so glad that you didn't try to get Milk Duds on this list.
I love Milk Duds, but they stick to my teeth too much. But you just reminded me, are Whoppers on this list?
No.
Oh, fuck. Well, it's too late now, but I definitely would have argued for Whoppers to be on the list. I do love Milk Duds. Also, you're lucky I didn't argue for, have we talked about those peanut butter taffies in the black and orange wax paper?
Charleston Chew?
No, they're actually Mary Jane's, but most people don't seem to know them by that name. Okay, never mind. Anyway, no, dots have a more subtle flavor. Starbursts are way too sweet. Dots are a trick-or-treating staple. I love how, like, Starbursts, I don't even know, how the fuck do they come trick-or-treated? Like, in what form do they come when they're in your trick-or-treat bag?
As they usually leafy? Come in a little two-pack.
Oh, well, dots are in more. And it almost feels like you just have a miniature version of an actual box. Dots come in a box, so that's superior packaging. Dots are like an experience. You just eat a Starburst and it's one and done. It takes a little longer for you to eat a dot. So you just kind of like, it's like dots are an experience. They're a process and it's a good thing because it's not just a fleeting experience. And unlike Starburst, where you're like, yeah, let's do away with an entire flavor, I think they're all solid. I'm not letting go on this one.
No, I didn't expect you to. I didn't know if you were done or pausing.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm
And you used that to go.
I think I'm done, unless I need to
How
go.
How dare you? So I hear you saying that dots are a more mature candy. Flavor you can savor, mm-hmm. Not as fun, really boring.
I didn't say that. Who said that? Who said they're not as fun?
You can eat them at the movie.
Yeah.
So, I'll say this. I'm not, just like you made some concessions earlier, I am not as committed to Starburst. So, Dots is moving on.
Okay. So, if we won't budge, is that when we pull from the votes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And actually, gentlemen, I backed down, and so Starburst did not move on.
Oh, but they both voted for Starburst?
And you can blame me, yeah.
Okay, good. It's because Pete knows I'm not going to get a win, because I have a hot take with the next one, but I know no one's going to let me win that one. Yes, I'll introduce the next one. The next one is Kit Kat versus Candy Corn. Would you like to say why Kit Kat wins, or would you just like to go, you know, Kit Kat?
So, I like the chocolate, the wafer, I like the crunch, I like the snap, I like that you get the two and you can break them in half, you can eat them separately. I don't, I just peel back the paper and chomp it. It feels like a candy you can kind of play with as well, because you can break it apart and sword fight? I don't know.
Okay.
It's got those commercials, which my mom has a friend who completely abhors the Kit Kat commercial. She's like, it's the same thing. They've been saying the same thing for years. Why don't they come up with something different?
What's wrong with that?
And candy corn to me is more a decoration than an actual edible.
Okay. candy corn, sure. You think it's more a decoration, but why do you think it's a decoration? Because it's iconic. No one's going to decorate with Kit Kats. That's not iconic. It's a candy. Yeah, it's good. Sure. Is the cream between the wafers a little excessively sweet? Yes. And do the edges have too much of inferior American chocolate? Yes.
Oh, man.
What?
You guys, you ever had a Big Cat? Oh, they're good. Go ahead, Marissa.
That they're gross because I don't like any candy bars with large edges of chocolate because American chocolate's gross. Candy corn is iconic. It has lasted through the decades. It is both a sweet yet warming type of candy. I love the chew on it. The chew on it.
Please explain warming.
It's like, I don't know. It is. It's like, because there's like a buttery, like a warm buttery note to it.
Hey, got a question for you.
Yeah.
That candy corn, like whatever the hell it's made out of, mm-hmm. when it's in pumpkin shape.
Oh, fucking love it.
God, you are a freak.
Fucking love mellow creams. It's called mellow creams when it's like in other shapes. Yeah, that chew is chef's kiss. That chew is so, beautiful. And yes, it's a sweet, buttery flavor. It is not excessively sweet. No, it is very sweet, but it just somehow doesn't feel as sweet. It feels like a more grown-up flavor than a Kit Kat to me personally because of the buttery note. And it's just fun. It is just fun. Also, you could just keep some Lucy's in your pocket unwrapped and they'll still taste fine. But fine, I know anyone who voted for Kit Kat.
Despite many of the things you said. Particularly, you could keep a Lucy in your pocket.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? So if like the apocalypse is coming, it would stay the same level of fresh. If you ran out of food.
Yeah, in that you don't, there is no freshness to it, basically.
No?
But for all of that, you actually won me over when you said it's iconic.
Yeah, it is iconic. I mean,
because what we're doing here is, I guess I didn't officially say it that way, but it is a Halloween candy bracket. And so, candy corn is more iconic than a Kit Kat, even though I would prefer to eat a Kit Kat a thousand times more. Huh?
Are you giving candy corn the win?
Yeah.
All right. This is the win I wasn't expecting. Thank you. I appreciate that. What did the voters vote for? Definitely not candy corn?
Absolutely Kit Kat all the way.
Yeah. Okay.
I think, too, candy corn, like, because it's everywhere and so easily accessible, it almost comes across as kind of cheap. Like, I don't know anybody who's ever attributed the maturity that you were talking about to candy corn.
I just feel like something where you could taste butter is mature. also, have you ever bitten the pumpkin ones? It's exhilarating.
No, it's not.
Have you?
Not recently, no.
Everybody, go bite a pumpkin mallow cream. Exhilaration.
It's not even a real word, and there's no cream in them. Next up we have...
mallow cream or mallow cream? I don't know. Yeah, next up we have Skittles and Nerds. Do not know where you're going to go on this one. I'm excited to hear your takes.
Now, over the course of my life, I have eaten a lot of Skittles and a lot of Nerds. I'll also say that over the course of my life, I probably have not eaten either of them in at least a decade.
Okay.
Maybe more.
Mm-hmm.
Because my mind went to them when I started to get a bunch of cavities.
Okay.
Because Nerds, you really got to crunch down on, and they get sort of jammed into your teeth. And Skittles are really chewy, and they kind of get stuck in your teeth, too. And so I was like, these are the things that have caused me strife. And as I think about it, I think I've conflated some of my Starburst memories with Skittles memories.
I can somehow understand that.
Because they got the same colors, don't they? Except not a purple in Starburst?
Is there a pink Skittle? I don't think there's a pink Skittle.
Good point.
Yeah.
So, when it comes to, this was actually a tie amongst our voters. I am personally inclined to Skittles.
Okay. Why though?
Going back, I like the experience of eating Skittles. It kind of reminds me of how some people eat M&Ms, except I don't understand why some people eat M&Ms by the color, because they don't taste different. But with Skittles, yeah, they do, and so I do like to split them up into colors and eat them from least delectable to most delectable. And I can't tell you what order that is, because it changes in the moment, but greens always go out first.
Oh, greens are the best. I was going to say green and yellow are supreme.
Yellow's amazing. Orange is delicious. Red and purple, like, I mean, I don't know which one I'd marry, but maybe both of them. There's my polycule.
Okay.
And also, little story, even though it doesn't really have to do with this bracket and my decision, but when I was in maybe like fifth grade, they were doing like a secret Santa sort of thing,
yeah,
among the class. And you could only spend like $5 or something like that. But they were like, make a list of things that you like so that when somebody picks your name, you know, they'll know what they can get you. And yeah. It's not easy for me to come up with a list of things I like.
Yeah.
Because I start to debate each item too much.
Mm-hmm.
But I did write Skittles, and I did receive a pound bag of Skittles.
Wow. Oh, man. People never know what you like, so you better beware what you ever say you like.
Right. And I came home with a pound bag of Skittles, and my mom was like, I didn't know you liked Skittles that much. And so she would also frequently then buy me Skittles.
Oh, God. Your life is kind of cursed.
But my grandmother on my dad's side also always had these little, like, they weren't Tupperware, but they were like little plastic containers, and she would have snacks, like candies and snacks, yeah, in them all the time. And she would have one that was Skittles, and I remember eating out of that a lot too. So I have some personal memories of Skittles, which may taint my vote, but I'm picking Skittles.
This is I don't have a, I have a sort of strong feeling, but it's, again, based on, like, memories, and it's only, the memory I have is just excitement. Like, I feel like when I was a kid, everyone was so excited for Nerds, especially the Nerds with, like, the two colors in one pack.
Yeah,
like,
the purple and the pink.
So exciting. I also need to say, not to brag, I didn't get cavities till I was 30-something, so I do not equate candy with any sort of darkness. So I can look at them both equally without baggage. I will say, I don't know, it's weird though, because Nerds, like, I don't think I'd want to eat Nerds now.
Right.
Skittles, I don't even think I'd want to eat them more now either, but I like taffy a little bit more. Nerds are just like straight up unhinged, just candy rocks. There's just nothing but, I didn't mean to say candy rocks. I meant to say sugar rocks. It's like straight up sugar. But I just feel like getting a tiny box of the two colored Nerds in my trick or treat bag was like, that was like one of the best things you could get.
Mm-hmm.
But since you have such strong opinions, I'll give you Skittles.
I did find a coin flip simulator. If you want to put it to that.
What
seems strange about this is that neither one of us is actually that committed to either one.
Well, I would just say Nerds is a happy Halloween memory for me, but you have happy Halloween memory, or you have happy memories for Skittles. I mean, I don't think we should go to the coin flip. I think we should go to the votes.
I believe that this one was tied.
Oh, shit. Then we might have to go for a coin flip.
Yes, well, this one was tied.
I will only, and I'm not going to strongly argue this if you really like Skittles, but I will argue that you have great memories, but they're not Halloween memories.
But I also don't have any Halloween memories of Nerds.
Okay, fair. So let's coin flip.
And if I was going through my Halloween bag and there were Skittles and there was Nerds, I like the nerds as a character.
Mm-hmm.
But they're so freaking hard.
I do also want to say that for some reason, as a child, I seem to put a great amount of importance toward packaging, and apparently I consider anything that came in a box wildly superior.
It's true. All right. So you will be the nerd side.
Okay.
And I will ask that you pick heads or tails when I click. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Heads or tails?
Heads.
It has landed on tails.
Boo. Okay. Okay.
Skittles is moving forward.
All right.
It's you and me, Mike Dominic.
All right. Next one we have. Is
Snickers and Laffy Taffy. I feel like you're probably into Laffy Taffy.
I am 100% into Laffy Taffy. One, flavor's phenomenal. Banana, off the charts. Whether or not questionable banana thoughts. Like, I don't like banana flavors across the board. Just banana Laffy Taffy is fantastic. The taffy bite, superior. The fact that they had jokes on top of the wrappers, you know.
If you want to call that jokes.
Yeah, okay, I do want to call it jokes. That brings two different layers of fun. Snickers is a candy for, I don't know, a dad. A dad or someone who needs protein. I don't think, I don't know, just there's like too many nuts. It just reminds me
Snickers
of
Snickers might be the
father.
Healthiest thing on this list.
Yeah, I don't, no. It's just, I like a Snickers, I do. I like a Snickers if I need energy and for some reason I want to go to candy because there's so many fucking nuts in it. Like, it's just, it's too dense and it just doesn't seem like a fun childish candy. Laffy Taffy is fun. It's colorful. It's a trick-or-treating staple. It's just, it's vibrant and joyful. Snickers is, yes, I keep mentioning dads. It just reminds me of a middle-aged man.
I'll say that when I was young, I thought Snickers were gross for what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because they got nuts in them. They also have, so sorry, guys. Marissa's really going to latch onto this. They also have caramel in them, and I don't like caramel.
I'm fine with that. You didn't say caramel, which I would have latched onto.
So I thought you were going to attack my palate again.
Oh, no, sorry. I was so fixated because I thought you were going to say caramel weird that I didn't even notice what you said.
So,
wait, you said caramel's bad?
I don't like it.
Okay.
Which is why when you said you were taking Milky Way off, I was like, yeah, take it.
Okay, so if you're going to vote Snickers for not liking and you don't like caramel, you're psychotic.
Oh, I said when I was young.
Okay, and then you were like, ooh, I saw my errors.
I was like, you know what? Kind of like you're telling me to do with dots. I was like, you know what? I always say I don't like those, but I haven't had one in a while. And then I had one. I was like, this is pretty good.
When was it? Was it when both you and I am not making a comment at your age. I'm making a comment at our age.
At my bar
mitzvah. Was it as you neared middle age?
When I became a man. No, it was earlier than that, but
okay.
Yeah, I mean, if Laffy Taffy did not exist for the rest of the year,
mm-hmm.
and it only existed on Halloween,
mm-hmm.
I would probably pick Laffy Taffy.
No one's making you eat it the rest of the year.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I think I get the win on that one.
So I hear what you're saying, Marissa. That I kind of just said Snickers is Snickers, so it should win. But I did share how I didn't like it as a child, and I mean, I'm willing to concede to Laffy Taffy.
Okay, because I appreciate your input, but it really just showed us about your personal journey.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, yeah, okay. I mean. Yours showed about your personal journey as well. I'm pretty sure that all of these are going to show our personal journey.
No, but beyond my personal journey, I said it's joyful and it has
fun
in two ways. Not my personal journey of it being joyful. I think kids all over go, look at this joke on the Laffy Taffy.
Isn't it stupid?
Fine. Fine. But okay. Thank you. God, I hope we're on the same page. I don't even think there's next. Sour Patch Kids and Butterfinger. We're both going Butterfinger, right?
Yeah. I've never been much for sour candy. And if I was, I don't know that I would want it to be covered in sugar, grain, like, you know, crystals.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe it's unfair that I'm doing this so much, like, that we're doing this as adults. But, but yeah, Butterfinger. I mean, again, owned by Ferrero.
Yeah, fascinating.
Do you have any pitch for Sour Patch Kids?
What?
Do you have anything for Sour Patch Kids?
It was fun as a kid, because as a kid you like to, like, push yourself and do, like, be like, oh, look how many sour things I can put in my mouth. So more just, like, as a daring sort of, like, fun thing, I like Sour Patch Kids. But, no, I love Butterfinger's flavor, and the Simpsons used to be closely tied with Butterfinger, so I've been Butterfinger for life.
All right. That was an easy one, guys. If you like Sour Patch Kids, sorry.
Fuck yourself. last, we have Twix and Reese's Pieces.
I added Reese's Pieces in. I don't mind a Twix, but also, if you were to peel away the parts of a Twix, you have a cookie that tastes like cardboard, caramel, that I don't really love, and chocolate on top. So it's like, I'll eat it in a pinch, but I'm not picking it.
Okay, great. I also pick Reese's Pieces. The colors are warm and inviting. Halloween-y. Peanut butter's the best. And, Twix is fine. It's just mid.
Yeah. Okay, so for the Eerie Eight, we have peanut butter cups, M&M's, Dots, candy corn, Skittles, Laffy Taffy, Butterfinger, and Reese's Pieces.
Okay.
So our first matchup would be Reese's peanut butter cups and M&M's. And sometimes these parts move a little bit faster because we've kind of said our piece about each one. So I'm going to guess that peanut butter cups are going to move on.
Yep, because of the salt aspect.
And also those regular M&M's are really dragging them down.
Yep.
Now, next up is a Sophie's Choice for Marissa.
This is very tough.
Dots versus candy corn. I can't say that I didn't know that this was going to happen when I picked candy corn.
Oh.
That Marissa would have to search herself.
Oh, God. Do you have any opinions?
I don't love candy corn, but I don't like Dots. Which is to say that I don't like Dots more than I don't like candy corn. I would eat candy corn if I had to, but I don't know if I've ever eaten a Dot.
I could eat more Dots than I could eat candy corn, because they have a more subtle flavor. And I don't know why, psychotically, I don't want to hurt candy corn's feelings when I say I think I like Dots better flavor-wise. But when it comes to, like, something that I'm like, gotta get that on Halloween. Mm-hmm. Though, to be fair, I can't eat Dots because I think it'll make my fake tooth come out of my mouth. but as soon as fall hits, I'm like, I gotta get some candy corn in my house. Like, I just do. I can't even eat very much candy corn. But
you can't take candy corn to the movies and just eat it in, like, February.
No. And also, I can't just eat more than a handful of candy corn. I will be sick as fuck. But when it comes to Halloween specific... this is so hard. For some reason, in my heart, I want to pick Dots, at least flavor-wise, but for some reason, there's a guilt that comes with that, which is psychotic, because neither of them is alive. So I feel like out of guilt, I have to choose candy corn.
All right. Now, we don't have tiebreakers on these, because our patrons, our Michaels, could only vote on the first round. Yeah. So Marissa, at this juncture, when we advance to the next one, on the website, if they want to go back and vote again, do you think I should put our picks in there or the ones that they picked?
Oh, probably our picks. Because then if they picked ones that aren't even in the running, that won't make sense.
Yeah. And that's the way it works when people do NCAA March Madness brackets. There's so many variables. Okay. On the other side of the bracket, we have Skittles versus Laffy Taffy. And
oh, this is going to be a rough one, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't like Laffy Taffy. I don't like chewy, chompy things. You know, when I was a kid, I had a loose tooth. I ate a fruit roll-up. It ripped my loose tooth out. It traumatized me for chewy things for the rest of my life. Although, Skittles are chewy.
Keep your teeth baggage out of our voting.
You know what? I like Skittles more because of the outer coating. One of my favorite things to do when I eat a Skittle is to squeeze it between my fingers and watch the sugar coating crack and expose the insides.
Yeah, I've done that myself. That's what I think is the weak point against Skittles. I think that for a limited time they sold Skittles without the coating, but I wasn't able to find them. But I would eat that. I love taffy. I think I would eat Skittles if they didn't have a candy coating. I haven't eaten Skittles in years because that makes them gross to me. And when I do eat Skittles, when I did eat Skittles back in the day, I would suck on them till the candy coating was gone because I felt like it was a gross bite with the candy coating. So I am a taffy hardcore person.
But as we learned in the last round, I'm not that committed to Skittles.
Okay.
So we're going to let Laffy Taffy move on. I forgot to mention also in the previous round, Twix and Reese's Pieces was tied amongst our voters.
Oh, okay.
So somebody out there likes cardboard tasting cookies.
I mean, I like Twix.
Well, Mike Dominic said he picked all the top ones, right?
Well, yeah, I think he did, or at least in most cases, yeah.
So we have Butterfinger and Reese's Pieces.
Ooh, I'm not so committed, so I'll let you see where this goes, but I personally do pick Butterfinger.
It's the Halloween season does make me think, although the colors of Reese's Pieces.
I know, but don't you for some reason think of Butterfinger when you think of Halloween?
Not necessarily.
Really, I do for some reason. I don't know why. Like, I just, that's something that I'm like, fuck yeah, staple in my trick-or-treat bag. But yeah, if you're like Reese's all the way, I'll accept it because I like Reese's.
I think I'm going to agree with you on Butterfinger.
Okay. Cool.
I have eaten Reese's Pieces out of season. I've also eaten Butterfingers out of season. But the thing that always happens to me is every year around this time, you see the bags of the fun-sized Butterfingers and you go, oh, that's right. Butterfingers exist.
Yeah. I feel like we don't see them as much anymore, and I don't know why. I miss Butterfinger BBs, by the way.
Were they... these little square ones.
What?
They were good.
Oh, I never had square ones. BBs were round.
These were like little tiny square ones. Okay.
Oh, cute.
So our Frightening Four is here, guys. We got Reese's Peanut Butter Cups up against Candy Corn and Laffy Taffy up against Butterfinger, which is
okay.
A mind-blowing
matchup. Yeah, I think I know what's winning.
So what do we got? Peanut Butter Cups or Candy Corn?
Because I know it's not all about me. I know that generally Reese's is considered the king of Halloween. So fine. I give Reese's.
I'm going with Reese's because all the things you said about candy corn, true as they may be, iconic, everything like that. I think that peanut butter cups are as iconic, but just haven't been as iconic as long. Plus, they have brown and orange and yellow.
Yeah.
Which are kind of Halloween-y colors.
Yeah.
And also, man, sometimes candy corn has, like, chocolate like not chocolate, but like brown parts.
Yeah, there's a brown one. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's different kinds of candy corn. Oh man.
What's your favorite bite in the candy corn?
What do you say?
What's your favorite bite?
The
top, the middle, or the bottom?
I think the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, you could put candy corn in your teeth and give yourself fangs.
Mm-hmm. You could carve a pumpkin, though, out of a peanut butter cup pumpkin.
Mmm. Okay. That's cool.
Plus, there was that commercial, right, that had the little fangs, like the little two fang holes in the peanut butter cup.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was cool. I like that commercial.
So, on the other side, we have Laffy Taffy and Butterfinger, Marissa.
Can I just say, even though it was, you know, this is a good activity to go through, I knew where this entire thing was ending the moment I saw this bracket. So that's why I'm just like, I just concede.
We'll talk about it, I guess, in the next round.
I'm going to put myself to the side. Personally, I find Laffy Taffy one of my favorite trick-or-treating candies. But I do know that the average person would choose Butterfinger, so I'm not going to think that we need to, you know, go by my take. So I'll concede that. I'll give it to Butterfinger. I know you're not choosing Laffy Taffy. Why are you hesitating like you're gonna?
Because I think I might.
You shut your face. If you choose Laffy Taffy, I obviously go back to that because that's, I don't know. It's a Halloween staple to me. I don't mean to me personally. I feel like
that's the thing when we talk about a Halloween candy bracket, I am kind of going like, yeah, you don't really see Laffy Taffy any other time of the year.
No, unless
you work at a school and you have to coax kids into doing things, so you're always buying the cheapest possible candy you could find. Because as much as you're complaining about American chocolate, American taffy made en masse.
I mean, I've never had foreign taffy, so I don't have anything to compare it to.
I'm thinking just industrial taffy.
Okay. I legitimately like the flavor of Laffy Taffy. Mm-hmm. Like, sincerely.
And listen, I know you told me to keep it out of the bracket, but
your teeth?
I do get concerned about my teeth when I eat Butterfingers.
Okay. Hey, if you give it to Laffy Taffy, this is the most surprising bracket I've ever seen in my life.
I think despite all of my feelings, Laffy Taffy is moving on.
Fuck yeah. I know it's not going to win, but I'm at least glad to see it made it this far.
There's no chance it's going to win.
I know. There was no chance anything. Okay, we're at the last two,
Laffy
right?
Taffy was like third to last. Or wait, no, yeah, five. So I guess 11 in the top 16 candies.
Cool.
And the fact that it made it this far is a Cinderella story in of its own.
Amazing.
But I mean, if you put both of them next to me and said which one says Halloween to you more, for the colors, for the flavors, for the commercials, for the fact that everybody seems to love them, I guess, unless you're allergic to peanuts. I'm gonna pick peanut butter cups. Marissa, what do you pick?
So, I will say, at first, I was just like, ugh, whatever, this isn't even a fair pairing. I want to say I do like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, but, like, I just, it's like, they've become old hat. However, I will say what swayed me is you bringing up the commercials. There's no iconic, if at all, any Laffy Taffy commercials.
Yeah.
And especially not Halloween ones. There are some pretty solid Halloween Reese's commercials, and I do love all the, like, Halloween-y Reese's shapes, and Reese's, I do feel, that's why I felt like, as soon as I saw the bracket, I was like, oh, Reese's is a clear win. I do almost feel like Reese's is, like, the unofficial candy of Halloween.
Yeah.
Like, again, unless you have a peanut allergy, like, that's what you're looking for. So, yes, I give
Reese's. I would also like to point out that Laffy Taffy is not the first to put jokes on candy, and so I understand that they used it as a gimmick, but, you know.
Well, yeah. Yeah. So yeah, Reese's. Did that surprise anyone? Probably not. But whatever, it was the journey, not the destination.
Absolutely. And it's not winning without reason.
Yeah. You know,
we explained ourselves along the whole way through. Is there anybody else on the bracket that maybe unfairly did not get as far as you'd hoped, and you think that could be a potential winner? The only pick I'm seeing is candy corn. What if it was candy corn and Laffy Taffy, Marissa?
Oh, man.
I think for the same reasons that you gave it to peanut butter cups, you'd have to pick candy corn.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah, so I agree. That's the only one that, like, if it was Marissa's personal bracket of flavors she likes, the top two would probably be, like, Dots and Laffy Taffy, but, like, iconic, definitely candy corn. I am happy candy corn made it as far as it did.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Reese's deserved it. I get it. I do wish Whoppers were on this list. That's my own fault. I forgot.
What do you like about a Whopper?
I love the flavor of malt.
Okay.
Oh, also hot take, that I wanted to include, and I was like, I don't even have a leg to stand on. I don't even know why I like these. Jujubes.
Yeah, I would have gotten those out.
I don't even know.
I wouldn't have let you have Jujubes and Dots in the same bracket.
Yeah, but they are not the same.
Yeah, but they may as well be.
No, Jujubes are hard. Really hard. Dots have a luxurious chew. Guys, if you're not paying attention to the chew of your candy, you're missing out. That's the most important part.
So are you saying a Jujube is more like a Starburst in chewiness?
No, Jujube is work to eat. It is so hard.
Why would you want to do that kind of work?
Because I like that then, like...
Oh, because you're burning calories while you consume
them. No! I like a candy you can't just plow through. Because then it lasts longer. It's a longer experience.
I'll say that probably is the biggest weakness of the peanut butter cup.
Yeah.
The peanut butter cup is like... fentanyl. It feels so good.
Yeah,
but you just can't keep doing it.
Yeah, no, I know.
There's a point where you need to stop, or someone who loves you needs to go, stop.
Yeah, I actually don't eat Reese's peanut butter cups that much, not because I don't like them, but because, yeah, they are really good, and I, like, and also I can't eat that much candy.
Again, when I was younger, maybe when I was in college, my sister would go to Hershey Park and buy me a case of Reese's Sticks. And it was both the greatest and worst gift I could ever have.
Yeah, I kind of remember you telling me that it was like a blessing and a curse to get Reese's Sticks. Yeah.
Because I would just know that they're there and I could eat them anytime I wanted. Now, that's my favorite candy, guys. Because I love shitty American chocolate. I love the crunch. And I love the peanut butter.
Well, if you really want to know how far my hot takes go, one Christmas I asked my brother to just buy me a shit ton of black licorice, and he just bought me a tub of various black licorices.
Carlos is good at that.
Yeah. Ooh, that was before that one person died from eating black licorice or whatever. But I also, that licorice lasted all year. And this might speak to why candy corn is a favorite of mine. I don't mind when candy gets stale.
Yeah. Candy corn, I mean, it comes stale. So.
Yeah, shut your face. No, it doesn't. You haven't had good candy corn.
There are not varieties.
Yeah, there are!
Anyway. If you do want to hear more of Marissa's hot takes, you can always become a patron at patreon.com/y'allheard, where she gives hot takes on first episodes of TV shows, as well as gossip.
If you want me to start a Patreon show where all I do is give a hot take, let me go.
And we have talked about doing a snack podcast, but apparently my palate is so unrefined that yeah. it would be useless to do with me.
I'm sorry that I said hurtful things. I just wanted to win. I apologize.
Now, for the record, Marissa, neither of us really won this.
What do you mean? You won Reese's. Reese's is your favorite candy.
Yeah, but the peanut butter cups aren't really.
They're not? Oh, the Reese's sticks are your all-time favorite? Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Well, the season one, Pete. This one's for the season.
Maybe next year we'll do one and we'll leave peanut butter cups off.
Yes. Ooh, that I would like.
We'll do, like, the bottom 20 candies.
And, do you know the ones I was talking about? The peanut butter chews with the
yeah. When you said Mary Jane's, I knew what they were, yeah.
Okay. Ooh, I wanted those in, but I was like, I don't even think the average person knows what they are. Which, everyone does get them, but I think I don't right. even know what they're actually called, so it's hard to communicate what I'm talking about. I want those on the next bracket. Anyway, I guess, should we still do plugs?
I would like to plug Reese's Sticks.
Okay.
I love them. Now that I don't have them by the case, they're more special each time I eat them. And I have to say that sometimes it's my go-to if I am just like in a store and I'm like, I do this every week. Every week I do the same thing. I go to the grocery store, I buy food, and then I go, ooh, but there's a Reese's Sticks. I don't buy them every week. I'm going to spice up my life.
Good for you. I am going to plug Italian chocolate. Do you like American chocolate but wonder if there's a better world out there? Guess what? There is.
Go to Italy.
No! I buy these all the time, specifically the brand Venchi. V-E-N-C-H-I. It's chocolate's luxurious. There's many of them with pistachio. I think pistachio is a supreme flavor. Yeah, Italian chocolates. Do not let your world be limited by American chocolates. Pete, I'm going to buy you an Italian chocolate, and I want you to taste it on air.
I'm still voting for Kamala Harris, even though I like American chocolate.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for clarifying. Everyone was wondering.
But yeah, thanks, guys. We hope you had fun with this, and we'll see how it works out online. Maybe the same thing will happen online.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody picked Dots or Candy Corn from our illustrious patron voter, so.
Well, you guys are lucky I like you.
Have a good one, everybody. Stay safe for Halloween.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Yeah, bye.